Did you know that Noah is an antitype? In 1 Peter 3, that's what Peter refers to Noah as. And if you want to turn there to 1 Peter chapter 3, that is going to be the ground base of our lesson this morning. We're going to be talking about this verse and seeing what it really means. 1 Peter 3, starting in verse 20 and verse 21, who formerly were disobedient when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype, which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this could be a confusing verse if you don't know what it means. So today we're going to dissect this verse, and we're going to see what it really means by Noah being antitype for baptism. Now, the backstory of Noah, that's what we got to start with. Who is Noah? What happened to him? And we look at the ark and how the world was full of sin. And God was going to destroy that sin. He was going to wipe it out. He was going to wipe out all the people with a flood. But Noah found grace in God's eyes. And God saved him by telling him to build an ark. If you look in Hebrews 11, verse 7, it says, "By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith." So Noah actually built the ark after God told him to. He didn't hesitate, he didn't ask questions, and he did what God said. And now that we have a bit of Noah's backstory, we need to look at the second part of the verse, which is the baptism part. And what is baptism? What does it do? Baptism comes from the Greek word baptisma, which means immersion. And a lot of times we think of immersion as water-based, which it is a lot of times, but it can be for other things too. When you have died and you're at a funeral and you are being buried, you are being immersed in dirt. That is one of the ways immersion is. And there's a lot of times in the Bible when baptism is referred to being buried with Christ. We are buried with Christ. And look at just a couple of them. If we look at Romans 6, 3 through 4, it says, "Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ, Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." And also in Colossians 2, 12 through 13, it says, "Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Now that we've looked at those two things and we've looked at what that is, we need to look at the antitype. What is an antitype? That is a word we use to say something that is like something else. In this case, Noah and the flood, and him being saved through the flood, is an antitype to baptism. And why is that? Well, what saved Noah in that? A lot of times we think of the ark, right? The ark saved Noah from the flood. Well, God was sending the flood to save Noah from the sin, right? The sin was everywhere, and God didn't want that, both for Noah and anybody else on the earth. So he wiped it out with that flood. And what does baptism do for us? It saves us from the sins. It wipes it out. It cleans us. And the sin is destroyed. Now, what can we learn from this? First off, we need to look at that we must prepare like Noah. Say that Noah has been told by God, "Hey, build an ark." And Noah doesn't build the ark. He believes in God. He says, "Yes, I believe that's what I need to do," but doesn't act upon his beliefs. He wouldn't be saved. He'd perish in the flood. He'd be wiped out with the rest of the people on the earth. And what happens to us if we do not act upon our faith with God, if we say, "Yes, I must be baptized like you have told me to," but we don't act upon that faith, we aren't baptized, we're going to be wiped out too. We are going to perish, and not by water, but by the flood of sin. Now, what we also must look at is God is saving us. This isn't just an empty command. He's doing it for us. He wants to save us. He wants to be with us in heaven. And he's separating us from the lost, just like he did for Noah. We've got to act upon our faith. Using Noah's story, we can look at baptism is essential, and we need it. We need it to be saved. It's saving us spiritually, our eternal lives. And it shows us we need to act upon that faith, not just believe in it. We need to act upon it. We need to do what God says. We're in this boat together, and we can see that Noah is the antitype for baptism. We can use that as an example of our faith, what to do with that faith, and how baptism is essential.